It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
Just to entertain? No, thank you. Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's Brock. It's Hunter.
What's up?
Wait, what was that sound effect you made?
What was?
Bish. There you go. That's it. Anyway, it's the Plan B After Show podcast. It's Friday, so let's do it. Five facts, five opinions for a Friday. My favorite thing, because I don't have to think. I just get
There's
to
There's one president one in here. Cut it out.
No, we're doing it. You got to learn about the presidents.
Oh, who cares?
You got to learn about them. All right, Why? Here we go. Fact number one. I hope it's a president fact. Fact number one, redheaded people need about 20% more anesthesia than people with other colors of hair. The gene mutation in their red hair also affects their body pain tolerance. Is that why redheads are psychos? Because they have a higher pain tolerance?
Maybe.
That's crazy.
You know?
Or is it a lower pain tolerance because they need more anesthesia?
No, I'd be higher. Because you need more anesthesia to relax the pain, right?
Or, no, because if you need more, you need to be more sedated because you don't handle the pain as well? I don't know.
Could go either way, I think.
You ever dated a redhead?
No.
No?
No.
I have.
Yeah?
It was great. Redheads are fun, man. Yeah. They're a little cuckoo, but they're fun. That's what makes them fun is the fact that
they're
cuckoo.
Have a redhead friend.
Yeah? Then you got rid of him because he's a redhead?
Absolutely.
You ginger fuck.
Jeez, man. No, he's a good guy. He's a good guy. You know, what is it, though? Are they all a little mischievous?
I think maybe.
A little bit?
Yeah.
Because the one I know is very mischievous.
Yeah. I think it's part of it. I think it's because they all got a little leprechaun in them.
You know? I mean, dude. You're going to get murdered by Ginger over the weekend.
They're only allowed to eat Lucky Charms.
You know? God. What if you were, you know? I hope you have kids. You have like triplets, and they're all women, and they're all redheads.
I don't think we have a single like redhead in the family.
Well, here it comes.
So here it comes.
Right,
watch out.
It's gonna happen.
Well,
then I got
some questions for Kiki. Actually, no, there is a possibility because of how much Irish she has in her.
Absolutely.
She's like 80% Irish, so there's a good chance. I guess her great grandfather, her great great grandfather, was like full blooded Irishman.
And I think once you have one, I'm pretty sure the next one's gonna be a redhead.
Is it?
Nah, I think that's how it works.
Okay, I ain't have no redheaded ginger children.
You're going to get murdered over the weekend.
Never.
I love gingers. Ginger. My name is Hunter. Don't murder me.
My name's Brock, and try and fight me, you ginger fuck. God. Jesus. Fact number two, opinion number two. There are two governors in California with stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Ronald Reagan and Arnold. No governor from any other state has a star.
Why is Ronald Reagan on there?
Because he was an actor before he became...
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Everyone forgets that Ronald Reagan acted.
Was he a good actor?
Yeah, he was very good.
Was he? How do you know? You were born in 86.
I mean, you can still watch his stuff. It's not like his stuff isn't released anymore. He was fine. Old-timey acting,
He's
you know?
He's no Arnold.
No, nobody's Arnold.
No Arnold.
Arnold, do it.
I just saw the new Terminator the other night.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dark Fate.
He's in there.
He's actually really good in it.
So, and he ages. Like, he's an old Terminator.
He's an old Terminator.
Right?
He kind of had the beard that you had recently.
So, Terminators can... So, you're saying I'm basically Arnold Schwarzenegger?
No.
Pretty much. Did he almost have the muscles like I have?
Almost.
Arnold, do it.
Yeah.
I got the beard and the muscles.
He does look like he does look pretty good as an old man.
He's aged very well. I think it's just that lifestyle, man. Working out, being healthy, banging everybody.
You know what? If you ever listen to an interview with Arnold, anything of him talking, you know, he puts a camera in front of himself and he starts just talking.
Yeah.
And dude, the guy makes sense.
He's
he says
you
is
know
just
what?
Like, it's motivating. It's just...
He has a very positive outlook on life.
Very
and I think
that
has to do a lot. I mean, he's always been like, I'm going to be the greatest. I'm going to do what I need to do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you watch like the old Pumping Iron documentary. He was kind of a dick, but it was that I'm the greatest. I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger. Mm-hmm. I am the best. I will be the best. And I think there's something to that. Self-fulfilling prophecy.
Confidence.
Yeah.
Some people get it mixed up with cockiness.
Arnold, you do it. You pump the iron. You do it.
I'm old. I'm still doing movies.
I'm still acting. I do it. I lift the weights. I do it. Come on, do it.
Come on.
Come on, do it. Kill me. Anyway, let's do fact number three.
Let's do it.
Mattel passed on making... I actually just found this out by watching
Toys
That Made Us. Mattel passed on making Star Wars toys in the late 70s because they didn't want to pay the massive $750 licensing fee. So they had their designers come up with ideas of their own line of action figures, and they created He-Man.
Huh.
What do you think is more profitable, though?
Probably Star Wars, obviously.
Obviously. They're not still making...
He-Man is still very
lucrative. It did very well back then.
You know, my mom still has all of them.
All of her what? He-Man action figures?
I had an older brother that passed away when he was 4.
Yep.
And when he was 4, he loved He-Man.
How do you not?
It was his time. You
damn,
know, it was that time.
So good.
He was born in, what, 1980?
Yeah.
So it was that time. And she kept all of them. So
oh, damn.
She has every single He-Man character. Like every Christmas, she'll like bust them out. They're not in the package.
Yeah.
But I still think, man, they're extremely
well, as long as they're not beat to shit.
Yeah.
The thing is, though, is a lot of times they made so many toys. Like watching the toys that made us, dude.
It's insane.
How many toys they made.
Yeah.
So they might have to be. It depends on if you like got like a rare one or one that had like a misprint or something like that. The real valuable ones are in the box. But how do you be a kid, get a toy, and not take it out of the box?
I know. You don't. You take it out of the box. You got to have a dad that's like, no, fuck that. We're saving it.
What you do is you buy two of the toys and you keep one in the box.
There you go.
And then you give the kid the other one.
Honestly, nowadays it's not that bad.
But
of
nowadays,
idea.
The way they print the mass production, I don't think there's going to be anything from nowadays.
That's going to be worth anything.
What's the last expensive toy? Tickle Me Elmo?
Yeah.
Like if you have maybe like an original Tickle Me Elmo in the box, maybe. Beanie Babies, a lot of those aren't worth anything. They were for a while, but that's died off.
My cousin had a dude, don't quote me on this. I think it was a Princess Diana Beanie Baby at one point in his life,
yeah,
which he can't find.
Oh,
look it up.
Princess Diana Beanie Baby.
Dude, I'm talking like, I'm pretty sure, I mean, like I said, don't quote, but maybe like 200,000. I mean, serious, dude, he's devastated that he cannot find this thing.
Princess the Bear, was that what it was?
I think it was. Yeah,
$10,000 it's worth right now.
Oh, that's way off.
Yeah,
but still.
Well, there's one on here that's $135,000, used $50,000, or you can buy it at Walmart for $8.99.
Could you imagine?
You know, I'm sorry. There's no reason for anything to be worth that. It's a toy. You're a fucking moron if you buy something, even for $10,000.
But if you have one.
I know. If you have one, great. But if you're a collector and you're like, I gotta have this Beanie Baby, I'll pay $10,000. You're a fucking idiot.
Hey,
I'm gonna say it.
You know what? Yes, you are. But it's not any worse than paintings.
No, and paintings too. Like, it is. It's all in the eye of the beholder. Baseball cards. I'm sorry. Baseball cards also shouldn't be worth that.
No.
Autographs shouldn't be worth that. I get it.
It's to the eye of the beholder, yeah. I guess, right?
Of course, I did just pay $100
for a Bart Starr jersey.
Paul Horning.
Or
oh,
Paul.
I wish I had a Bart Starr. Oh, my God. Oh.
Yeah.
But, you know, and honestly.
See, it's in the eye of the beholder.
It is.
So you can't say shit.
No, I can't.
Because there's people out there that love Beanie Babies.
Yeah.
And there's people out there that love, what were you just talking about, the other one?
Just
action figures in general, I
oh,
guess.
Yeah. Just, yeah. Any, I mean, you can find action figures like, oh, this was a limited print Darth Vader, you know, where the helmet pops off. And it's like, okay, that's worth $50,000. Is
like,
it?
Wow.
Yeah.
Dude.
It's nuts, man. I guess if somebody wants it, they'll be willing to pay for
have
it.
Have you ever had anything in your possession of great worth?
Not really.
I'm trying to think of what.
I have a couple, like, It mom and dad, like, I had I don't even know where it's at. I had an autographed Fuzzy Thurston card. And that's probably not worth a ton, maybe $100 or so. That's probably the most things I've had that's been worth anything. It's like $100, $150.
We have a few Muhammad Ali signed cards that are pretty, I think, that are worth a pretty penny.
But he signed pretty much everything. The less the person autographs stuff, the more the thing is worth. I have a Brett Favre autographed poster. Which is probably worth maybe at this point now, maybe
a dick pic.
Yeah, dick pic. It's an autographed dick pic. But again, Paul Horning, he's still alive. So when he passes, that jersey will probably up in price. Even though it's not worth that much right now, it'll probably go up maybe to $200.
So you're going to go snuff him out, bro?
Yeah, I'm going to go snuff out Paul Horning.
My dad sold a Babe Ruth baseball.
Yep.
Ugh.
Ugh. But it's like, what? You just hold on to it and hold on to it and hold on to it?
Dude, you know how much fun it was showing people that, though?
Yeah.
It's like, dude, check this out. Check this out.
Yeah.
This is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, it's the point is like, and like me, right now, I have that Paul Horning jersey hanging up because I got to get it framed. That's going to be, to get that thing framed, if I want it done right, that's going to be $50 right there, you know? And then you can sell it in the frame, I guess, but, you know, it's tough. It's weird
putting
that, yeah.
Dude, we found that ball after like
30 years.
I know,
of
your
it
grandma
being
had
lost.
It lost in the basement, didn't she?
It was like in a mantle of some sort in the basement. Like, what?
You guys were playing catch
Grandma, this isn't fucking Sandlot.
See, and that's the thing is, my parents gave me that Fuzzy Thurston card. So my grandma, she got it out of a bar. Some bar owner gave it to her because she used to go there all the time. It's not even autographed to me or her.
Which is weird, because you could think of this. Today, I could hand you something, and in like 80 years, it could be worth like millions of dollars.
Yeah.
But at this moment right now, it's just another another Gatorade bottle or whatever it would be.
Yep.
You know? So it's like do you hoard everything?
Well, good example. I got a...
Like, how do you know something's going to be worth a lot?
I got a full Mountain Dew can, and it's a Brett Favre can. It's old. It's still got the Mountain Dew in there. I could maybe sell that, or it could just be worth nothing.
But there's that guy out there that doesn't have that specific can.
Yep.
Who will pay a pretty penny to add it to his collection, to complete his collection.
If anybody's listening out there that's looking for a Brett Favre Mountain Dew can from like 95 or 96 after their Super Bowl win, I got it, and I'll give you a good deal.
I also have some Lucky Jeans from 1997. Buckle, Benton Harbor.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
All right, fact number four, opinion number four. Around half of the Fortune 500 companies started during a depression or recession, including Disney, HP, FedEx, and Microsoft. So they bought low and they sold high.
Does that really more entail of the time, though?
What do you mean?
Than the actual company itself?
Well, what I think
when they were established, it was a shitty time.
Yeah, well, that's what it is. So they bought low and finished high.
Right.
You know, so it's like, and that's when they say, like, honestly, if you're looking at stocks, recession is a good time to buy because we won't always be in a recession. It'll go up, but finding income, extra, you know, disposable income to buy stocks or start a company. What was it? Back before the first Great Depression, there. What company was it? It was maybe it was General Mills or something like that. Like, they decided to keep advertising during the Great Depression. So here's when people are going out of business left and right. People don't have money to buy food. You know, they don't have money. They're selling their car. General Mills decided to keep advertising.
I think you're right, because it's the rooster, right?
Yeah. General, whatever it was, but then there was like their competitor, and there's a reason why General Mills is still in business. It's because they advertised during the Depression.
And they stuck
stuck with it, but then after the Depression, everyone knew General Mills, and they forgot about the other one, or the other one went out of business, which is crazy. So that makes sense there.
Advertising works.
Yep.
Hint, hint, nudge, nudge.
Here we go. Ending with the presidential fact.
Oh. Sweet.
George Washington.
Who cares? He's like 1,000 years old.
George Washington, Andrew Jackson, and Abraham Lincoln all had smallpox, and they beat it. There you go. Do you like that fact?
It's too bad.
It's too bad. Because if they would have been snuffed out, we wouldn't have that stupid
fact.
Wait,
you said Andrew Jackson, and Abraham?
Abe Lincoln. All had smallpox, yep.
I have nothing to say on that, but did you see the picture of
Abe Lincoln's like great?
It was like a descendant, but it was like a half brother, half something. But dude, he looks just like
a lot like him. He's got a lot of the Abe features.
Yeah, they cut his face in half, and then they put
in real life.
Yes, they unburied Abraham Lincoln.
Oh my God!
That's stupid.
Couldn't they just do that with a picture?
Nope.
Jesus.
They wanted the real thing, man.
I think they went too far.
But check that out online. Google it. It's pretty wild.
They went too far, man.
It's weird how somebody so long ago can look like somebody today. Yeah,
it's nuts.
You know,
it's nuts.
Think about it. You like Brock from like 1772.
Yeah,
probably looked a lot like you.
Hot, bro. So hot.
No, he died of sexually transmitted diseases.
Worth it. Worth it. All right, there you go. That's going to do it. Five facts and five opinions for a Friday. Thank you so much for hanging out. Don't forget to explore more on the website where you found this podcast. And as always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial.
It's Friday. Let's go drink.
I'm going to go look at pictures of my old hot ancestor.
You're a weird dude.
What a weird man.